a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Look, I'm sorry. I know I have a lot of rules and regulations for life, and it's not my fault, but it is your fault. Because if you are a loud yawner or a loud sneezer, all I'm saying is that I think you just need to have a bit more social awareness. Because I find it so annoying.
Sometimes it's not in your power. A sneeze, you don't know it's coming.
What I'm telling, if you're at someone that has one loud sneeze out of 10, okay. Mm. But if you're someone that has the loudest sneeze, there are people in this office, we can hear them through the soundproof booth, through another door, into their office, and they scare me every time they sneeze. And then you've got people here in the morning who are doing the... Shut up.
Yeah, the groan during the yawn is a little bit much.
It's a lot. There's me? I want to know. Put me in my place if you must. Or is there a community like mine that just wants to say, shut up, everyone?
On 52232955, Chris is in Grove. Good morning.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate.
I agree with Tommy.
Yes.
It's something you pick up as a dad.
Yeah.
The big dad yawn.
Yeah.
The big dad sneeze.
Yeah.
But... I've got a workmate that just loves his burps, and it's just horrible.
The burps.
Nah. You know what, Chris? You can kneecap him, and you'll get away with that, because that is just not on.
Yeah.
It's a dad thing, the big yawn and the big sneeze, but,
Is the line?
There's nothing wrong with it, mate. They just show they're not working properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Boss to another.
I think the burp is the line, though.
Yeah, that is definitely the line. What about Sam from Lara? Sam, are you with me? Loud yawners and now loud sneezers. Can they just go and get stuffed?
100%. The yawns, the sneezes, the vomits. Why do they get louder as they get older?
The
it's
vomit. Gross.
Oh, that is a whole other thing, Sam. Men and their sickness.
Yeah.
Oh, lele makoe, I'll say.
Yes.
Why do you have to be so loud? My partner sneezed 3 times this morning, and I was so angry at him for it being so loud that I didn't even say bless you.
Well, so
he does not deserve your blessing.
It may tie into what Chris was saying, though, where it's like maybe your bits stop working so well and you can't muffle the noise, you can't control it as much. Maybe that's...
But it's not just men. It's not just dads. Yeah. There are women in this building that yawn very loud and I'm over it.
And they drop guts and it is...
No, they don't.
Gnarly. Oh, my God, it's gnarly. Singe your nose.
We don't have to do that for every break, mate.
Sam, no.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, you can talk about vomiting. I can talk about... all right. Well, I guess... Yes, there are people out there that hate the old loud sneeze.
Shut up. Division is good in this case.
Think about it.
More division.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
One of our favourite bands is back in town this weekend. It is the Super Jesus, and we've got the superstar herself, Sarah McLeod, on the line. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Wow, you are up and about for a rock star who does not pull these hours, mate. You are doing a great job.
Well, I'm not really. I'm in bed and I worked on a song till about 5 o'clock this morning, so I'm a little bit delirious, so I cannot be held responsible for any of my answers. It's a bit whack.
That's okay. When you feel the music coming through you just got to go with it, don't you? Because then otherwise if you fall asleep, you might miss it.
That's right. It's out of my control. I've just got to go with what gets sent to me. I'm a slave to the rhythm, like Grace Jones.
Can we say we've been in bed with Sarah McLeod then? Is that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
You should see this sexy knit he's got on right now.
Can we call it Catalogue Dad?
All right. Out of rally.
Mate, look, hey, we love the live show. We love Super Jesus, the back catalogue. You've got the new music out as well, which we very much enjoy. But the live show is really where we get to see the Super Jesus in full flight. Now, we caught up with you last time you were in town. You played the Bowen Club. You're playing the Bowen Heads Hotel this time. But we spoke to Ruddy beforehand in preparation for that show. I asked him a question. And then I followed up with you at the actual gig because he seemed to think that you would be able to take out Susie DiMarchi from the Baby Animals if we were to pit you one-on-one. Here's your response on the night.
Could you take Susie?
I told you I decked that in a heartbeat and she knows it.
I'm going to have to censor the out of that.
So So tell us, Sarah, have you run into Susie since that night?
I can't believe you played that on the radio. No, I have not. No, but we do have a very supportive friendship via text.
Oh,
but, you know, if I see her in person, I'll knock her out.
Yeah. That's great. And what happens if you see Tom again? I mean, do you remember now after hearing that audio, do you remember Tom and what he looks like? Can you describe him?
God, no.
Yes, I'm thinking woolly jumper, catalogue dad, short, neat hair.
Super short. Short. It looks like a thumb. the back of my head.
There you go.
It's great to have you in town, though. We do love the show that you put on. How do you guys do it for, you know, you've been doing it for a long time now. How do you bring that same energy?
I think the crowd brings the energy to us. Like, we write the songs, we learn the songs. When we play them at rehearsal, it's fun, but when we play them in front of people, they bring the energy and they give it to us. It's a weird exchange of energy. I've never really been able to put my finger on why that happens, but the more people that are in the room, the better the band is. And it's not an ego thing. It's an energy thing.
That's cool.
And that's why you see bands that are really popular, they get better and better and better and better. It's something that happens. It's an exchange of energy from the audience that makes the musicians better, and I have no idea why.
One of the things that I've seen, obviously, follow you on Insta, and I saw that after so many years of touring, you finally cotton on to something that can help you, naming your stuff so that you stop losing it. Girl, did that not get into the brain a little bit earlier? Like, how much stuff have you lost across the journey?
It's just that I have rigs for lots of different parts of my career. So, like, I've got a rig for my solo acoustic show. I've got a rig for my piano show. I've got a rig for my rock duo.
Yeah.
And I've got a rig for the Super G's. And they're all different guitars. They're all different amps and pedals. And it's just different kits. So it's all over the shop. And I go, shit, I've got a Super G's gig. And I run around and I rip bits of stuff from other rigs and I put it together. And I run out the door and I'm always in a hurry. And nothing ever has my name on it. And it's a bit of a shit show when I get home.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm on tour now. Find the rig that you're taking out. Label everything. And then there will be no arguments. And usually I come home and I'm like, okay, so I've lost two leads, a capo, my in-ear monitors. Like, and I just go and buy it all again every
can't
Monday.
Be cheap. That can't be cheap, mate.
It's a tax write-off, though, isn't it?
It's so annoying. It's also a massive pain in the ass. So I thought, hey, it's not going to kill me to just put my name on. What a great idea.
Yeah. Get one of those. You'd be one of those people now with a little labelling machine. You just run around everywhere.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah.
No, but I like it old school. I want to write it with my hand for some reason.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. Hey, so what rig are you going to bring to the Barwon Heads Hotel Saturday night? You got that planned?
Yeah, 10 double D.
Oi.
Don't know what that means, but it sounds impressive.
I do.
Oh, really?
It's very impressive. Be careful with the crowd's eyes there, though, Sarah.
Yeah, look out.
Hopefully it's a warm room. Am I following now?
Cold room. Tom, cold room.
God. Hey, Barwon Heads Hotel is a great spot. Unfortunately, Loggy won't be able to come and see you. I came to the Barwon Club last time, and I'm going to try and get to the Barwon Heads Hotel on Saturday night. Loggy's actually not allowed to go to the Barwon Heads Hotel.
That's a lie,
Sarah. There's a photo of her behind the bar. So if you want to know what she looks like, go to the bar and get them to show you the photo of Loggy from K-Rock.
I got kicked out once, Sarah.
So she threw a pint glass.
I didn't throw a pint glass. I didn't. I just, in the heat of passion of dancing, I flung around a cup of water and I got kicked out. My photo's not behind the bar, but have you been kicked out of venues across your time?
Totally. I'm banned from a lot of venues.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm banned from in the old days. I used to get on the dance floor and just pull my pants down and dance in my undies. So I don't know why, but I used to get kicked out a lot for doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mate, this is going to be a great gig. This is going to be an amazing gig.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's Saturday night at the Barwon Heads Hotel, thesuperjesus.com, if you want to get yourself some tickets.
Yeah, we can't wait to see the new album on tour. And you're playing some of your best classic stuff as well?
Yeah, we're playing the whole new album and then we're playing a whole set of classics.
Love it.
Greatest hits and stuff. Yeah, it's a cool show.
Hardest working band in the business. No, we can't wait to see you. Sarah McLeod, always a pleasure, mate.
You too. See you there, Tom.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A few injuries after last night's game as the Saints took on the Doggies, and it all started pre-game with a coin toss with a Saints sponsor doing himself a mischief. This is Dan Gorringe, who is a big social media personality, former player, who explains it best.
The coin toss is now getting dangerous for fans. This guy, he's happy. Ball just pissed off to the side there. He's ready to flip the coin. Here we go. No warm-up. Oh, that's a hammy. I think the coin toss guy has done a hammy. Now, I'm not sure what grade it is. There's some awareness for sure, but this is a guy who was keen. Again, didn't give the footy to the umpire. That's a free kick. Not relevant. And goes straight into it. No warm-up. Straight to the hammy. Off a step. That's a long hobble from the middle of the ground to your seat to tell your family, I think I've just done my hamstring at Marvel, and I'm not playing. I've just done a coin toss.
It's the strain heard around the nation.
Yeah, the vision is up on our socials right now, but it's got us asking, what is your dumbdry, injury?
We've all done them. Usually it's your back. What is it with women like injuring themselves in the shower in this workplace?
I don't know.
You. Someone else. Megan's in Bell Park. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, everyone.
What's your dumbdry, mate?
It was a couple of weeks ago. I was playing with my one-year-old. He's got like it's a TP tent with a tunnel that connects to a ball pit.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in his TP tent with him, and then we both decided, let's crawl through the tunnel. And for about half an hour, I was just stuck half in, half out of the tunnel. Because I'd managed to do my hip and my back.
Oh, so you can still feel it now.
Pardon?
You still feel it now?
Oh, in the hip I do. Yeah. But the rest of me is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A little reminder there to sort of
Let
your children play sort of everywhere around the house. Don't just sort of keep them penned in like a cat.
Yeah. It's not sort of a one size fits all sometimes,
you're right.
We've got Mark in Armstrong Creek. What is your dumb injury, mate?
Yeah, mate. Not long after I had a bit of knee surgery, I ended up just going for a walk and I was in the city, took one step and done a 10-centimetre tear down my hamstring.
Oh.
So, a long way back home, and then, got back home and the back of my leg was pitch black.
Oh, mate.
Just one step, not even like a rock in the middle of the road or a pothole?
No, we got out of the car, and because it was a hamstring graft, they weren't the best. The doc said go for a walk and took one step out of the car, and that's as far as I lasted.
Oh, God.
You used the wrong hamstring. He wanted you to use the other hand.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That qualifies.
Mark, watching that footage then, is that quite triggering for you to see him take that one?
I did actually laugh last night. I thought, geez, I've been there before.
Feel your pain.
It's not pretty.
Feel your pain. You ever want to feel like you're 1,000 years old, do
you? Oh, man.
All right. Matt's in Lovely Banks. Matt, tell us about your dumdry.
Legend in the shower again. It's a dangerous place. You know, I woke up in the morning. I'm thinking, I'm walking on sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm full of beans. I'm washing my hair and my shoulder goes.
Oh, no, like
I'm
me.
Stuck there. I had to
full dissecation, like.
No. It all just seized up. I had to go see the physio. I had to get it all worked on.
Oh, my God.
Washing my hair. I hate getting old.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, though, that you're putting that much effort into washing your scalp when many men do not.
Vigorous. Vigorous. Good. Get a bit of that tea tree oil in there. Good on you, mate. You collect your stuff.
Oh, Matt.
That's good.
I feel that. Good. What about you, Amy, from Geelong CBD? Wrap this up for us. When did you have a dumdry?
It was about a year ago. I was at a trivia night, and my table, we can be quite competitive. So to win a few extra points for our table, there was a competition where one person would get up from each table and we would do an interpretive breakdance.
Yes.
So I imitated Raygun, felt something in my side that didn't quite feel right, but carried on anyway.
Mm.
Over about a week, the pain got so intense that I couldn't sleep, couldn't lie down. I ended up going to the hospital and I fractured a rib.
No!
Amazing.
With a ray gun injury.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really good. Everybody hold the line because you'll get a prize. And Amy, we've got Ray Gun's legal team wanting to talk to you on the other line as well. So.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.